Hey, this is CrossFit No Rep. This is Seth and Tony coming to you from Pioneer Valley CrossFit, Northampton, Massachusetts. We're underneath a rig in a back room, and I think, Seth, we already got authorization from Liz and Parent to be back here, right?
Yes, and maybe not in so many words.
Is it probably implied authority to be back here?
Yeah, I feel like it's better to ask forgiveness than ask permission.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a good point. And we've got Amy's working out right here with us. Liz is checking in on us. So I think we're ready to go.
We're kind of going rogue, no pun intended.
So today we're going to talk about rest days. And our idea here is to kind of jump into the different things CrossFit and kind of give a perspective from people who are, you know, decent CrossFitters who've been around a little while.
Yeah.
And as opposed to a lot of the things that you get from CrossFit Central or other places that might be from a teacher's perspective.
Yeah. I would also like to preface that in no way do we have any formal training in CrossFit level one certifications, level two, or anything like that. So
we have no real actual knowledge to give.
No. No, none whatsoever. None whatsoever.
That was our introduction. Let me ask you a question. First of all, let's kind of establish I'm a big baseline guy.
Yeah.
What's your baseline idea of a rest day and how do you rest and how do you approach that whole issue?
So I usually go on how my body feels, or mostly my rest days are dictated by my work schedule. If I'm working late, there will be no gym activities. And that is something that changes month to month, so I don't have a scheduled day off of the week anymore. It used to be Thursdays, but that kind of fizzled out when my schedule changed. So a rest day for me is 10 hours of work and probably 6 hours in the car. So that's my rest day.
Well, which actually brings up an interesting point. You know, Damien and I, in their podcast, were talking about general stress on the body. And they didn't draw a huge distinction between the kind of stress you go through at work versus working out.
Right.
And I can tell you my view of it, that I have never thought of working out as stressing myself.
Yeah, agreed. You know? Agreed.
It was fun. Yeah, I mean, to me, I come to CrossFit, and it's where I want to be.
Yeah,
and so, you know, I think about stress as like, you know, what I do at work.
Yeah.
You know, thank God I don't have a family; I don't have to stress about that.
Right. I think two dogs is enough for me.
Right.
I think it's tough to have the distinction between a full-time athlete, someone who just works out all the time, versus someone who has a job and does this for fun. And it's a social experience and a time where we get to see our friends and hang out, even if it's just for an hour on a semi-daily basis. So I don't find that stressful
right
on my body at all.
Yeah. And you know, so, you know, to back up, part of I think what we want to talk about here is sort of, you know, this is what is recommended, this is what the science is, but then here's kind of
how we feel about it.
And it seems to me that there's a little bit of a Freakonomics aspect to it, that a lot of things that you hear about or read about are counterintuitive, or a lot of the things that we experience aren't the way they're written,
right?
You know, rest days being a big one. And I'd actually sort of take that one step further and say that when I listen to, you know, Damien and Ian talking about rest days, first of all, the idea that you would start your podcast, and we're doing it too, on rest days,
yeah,
is sort of, to my mind, a flipped script. Because I think most people, it's so hard for them to get themselves to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always looking for motivation. How am I going to get myself to go to the gym?
Right.
When you come to CrossFit and you get into it and you love it and your social life is here, the big problem is completely flipped. The big problem is, how do I get myself to take time off so I don't smoke myself?
Right. And part of taking a rest day when this becomes your social life and something fun that you do is that missing out on a workout with everybody. with your friends.
Right.
With missing out on having an excuse to be sore for the next day.
Wait, back up. How does that work?
So I feel personally that if I take a day off and everyone else works out and then we all come in the next day, me included, and they're all sore from the previous day, I have legitimately no excuse as to why I don't punish them and then work out. Because their muscles are more fried than mine. I'm fresh. I took the day off. Mentally, that's a burden.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a burden. Does that create the kind of stress that, like, how does that relate to, like, work stress? I mean, is that as bad as work stress?
It's not even close. It's more of a fun stress to have, in my opinion. It kind of motivates you a little bit more to not get caught by somebody who just killed themselves the day before. Well, another big thing I think about is when everyone else works out, your friends, and you don't, is that you might miss out on a juicy piece of gossip.
Oh, that's a good point.
You might miss out on a funny story. An inside joke could be developed when you're not there.
Yeah,
that could be devastating.
There's a lot of downside to recognize.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not there, you know, which leads to another question of, like, what's a good way to, what do you do on a rest day?
Yeah. When does a rest day become a cheat day, diet-wise?
Oh, that's a fine line.
Yeah.
That's a fine line. And maybe that's a whole other podcast of what a cheat day is versus a treat day versus a rest day. I was going to say, along the lines of what you were saying, one of the things I look at, you know, if the question is you're supposed to rest until you recover, that somehow if you can't do what is asked of you and what typically you can do, then that means that you need to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to say my view of that is kind of the opposite, that if I go and I do a workout, I assume that my baseline is that I'm a little fried already.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like it's cheating if I take 2 days off and then I go in and I like squat heavy and I get like a heavy, like I squat heavier than, I don't know, let's say that I better than Sean on a particular day.
Right.
I start to look and I think, yeah, but I took 2 days off, so my legs are fresh. That's not
exactly.
That doesn't, I can't count that.
I think inherently with CrossFit, you're always going to be a little bit fried, a little bit sore.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of the workouts and the schedule.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's my sense of it. I mean, which then becomes the question of how do you, if you take resting seriously, you take recovery seriously, how do you really know you're recovered? I mean, how do you know? Do you have any idea? You might not have any idea.
I think I lost that a long time ago. I don't have any idea of when I should be working out again, when I'm fully recovered, when my legs are feeling spry, when I'm ready to do 200 pull-ups again. I think I just kind of dive back in and go for it and hope for the best.
That sounds very scientific.
Yeah. It's the research is still out on that. But let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I know you're not too fond of certain movements, wall balls, rowing. If you don't have a scheduled day off of the week, are you more liable to plan a rest day around those workouts that have those movements in them?
That's a great question. I don't, because I really take seriously the idea that CrossFit is designed to work your weaknesses and expose them. And I don't want to become that guy who, you know, is likes to do the heavy lifting, so he becomes a strong guy who can't do a Metcon.
Or cherry picking philosophy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think those people end up not sticking around in CrossFit, or they end up in the back room at CrossFit just doing, you know, person who's, you know, just doing squats every day or deadlifts every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I kind of do the opposite. I make sure that I'm here on days that have things that I don't feel like I'm that good at.
Right.
I will say that when I started doing CrossFit,
plan your workout fit.
Yeah, that's so exactly what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
lots of note taking.
Hey Jesse, do you ever take days off?
Yeah.
Why would you do such a thing?
For about 4 years, I didn't.
And how did that work out?
I had fun, but I was clearly like just overtrained.
How did you know you were overtrained?
Just kind of always sore. Like, I mean, I perform well.
Well, you always perform well,
but never feeling like fresh.
Yeah. You know, well,
maybe half an hour to get sweaty, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I can move now. It's like all the sore parts loosened up.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
That was like all last year at training time. That was really my main goal, was to take actually recovery days. And so we scheduled one active recovery, which was like, you know, biking, low intensity movement.
Yeah.
And one day, which was hot tub, like chat.
Hot tub, champagne, cigar.
Lots of tequila.
Tequila. I understand.
Wow.
Okay.
That sounds like a Tuesday.
That sounds like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Harrison, do you ever take days off?
Two. Full days off. Don't be shit.
What, per week? Per week? Per month?
A week.
A week?
Thursdays and Sundays.
It's like all the muscle.
Thursdays and Sunday?
Oh,
how did you decide to go with five on that? Five and two. You are being recorded, of course.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know you're aware. I know when I'm talking around you, I know what's going on.
Good, because I don't.
He's wise to it, yeah.
Heavy breathing, please.
We edited it in, actually.
Yeah.
Just tag me on it.
Yeah.
It
gives the podcast a sense of...
It's real.
Real, yeah.
It's real. Yeah,
grit.
Real time.
There's, yeah.
Live.
You will in no way be compensated for anything you say on this, by the way.
Yeah.
I never am anyway, okay. So why would I do it?
How did you decide on 5 days on, 2 days off?
Well, the CrossFit prescription is 3 on, 1 off, right? That's like the traditional CrossFit, like CrossFit.com.
Yep, okay.
And that doesn't work within a full week because that's a 4 day cycle, right?
That sounds like math.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of math, right? Because 4 plus 4 is 8. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to
but,
go to CrossFit.
I don't know. I like going 3 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on, 1 day off. It gives me enough rest that I feel like when I get to a fourth day in a row, I'm pretty beat up and I need the next day.
I remember when I was your age, I never got beat up. I would go like 3 years on, 1 year off.
Yeah.
3 years off, 1 year off. I like that.
Full disclosure, you just graduated college.
I did just graduate college.
Yes. The esteemed Amherst Community College.
Yeah. So do you think that schedule is going to change when you move and you get your new job? And
I don't think the 3 on, 1 off, 2 on, 1 off will change, per se.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much time I'm going to have to train. I'm going to have to be, I think, more time efficient with things.
Yeah.
Having said that, I have a really flexible job that allows me to leave in the middle of the day for 2 hours and go train if I have to.
I just want to interrupt and say, if you go to like one of the best colleges in the country, you can come right out of college, actually get a job, and have a job that has flexibility in it. That's that is a cool thing.
I wish we could redo some things in the past.
I know. Yeah. Let me ask you a different question, Harrison.
Yep.
The CrossFit Central says, what, 3 days on, 1 day off? 2 days on, 1 day off?
I think they go 3 on, 1 off is like CrossFit.com.
Yeah. Do you have any idea if they have any data to back up why that is the best schedule?
No, I don't have any idea if they do.
My personal thought is that if there's science out on something, but I haven't read it, then it's not real.
It doesn't exist?
Right.
Yeah.
It's if I don't read it and they put it in a way that I understand it, I don't believe it to be accurate. Is that wrong?
Do you believe that humans used to ride dinosaurs?
I like the imagery of that, but I don't know that there's any evidence of it. Tony, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Do you think taking multiple days off a week has any effect on your mental health? Because for a lot of us, this is a stress release, a time to just let go and have fun working out with friends and pushing ourselves. And if you don't have that outlet, do you think that takes a toll on you mentally, just getting bogged down with work and life?
I never thought of it that way. So probably it does.
Yeah.
I tend to think when I'm bogged down at work, I'm just thinking about how miserable my life is. I'm not necessarily thinking about it's miserable because I'm not getting the outlet of CrossFit or anything else.
That makes you think about the hormone levels in your body and the cortisol levels. And
yeah, I mean, like I don't process it that way, but I'm processing like, wow, my life sucks right now.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that I usually come anyway,
yep.
But I just end up just doing the 1 hour WOD and getting out of here. And a lot of times I've gone through WODs. I don't know if you've ever done this. I go through WODs at a very stressed state,
mm-hmm.
very anxietal state, or very depressed state.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a totally different CrossFit experience when I'm working out and I'm at a really high level of either anxiety or depression. I don't get nearly as much out. I'm basically just trying to survive,
mm-hmm.
trying not to break down and cry in the middle of
just
class.
Yeah, just work out just to work out.
Right.
Sometimes.
Well, here's like for me, if I come in and I like didn't take a rest day or something, or like I'm like the rest day for me is like super important because like if I come in and I'm feeling bad, like physically, it just, and I do poorly in a workout, like, or I feel bad during the workout, I get frustrated, and it almost, like, for me, like, you would think it would be a stress reliever, but it actually makes it worse because I have a hard time, like, focusing on the workout, and, like, I'm not doing well, I'm not moving well.
So different types of athletes have different responses
yeah.
to a poor workout or a poor quality workout.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that that's exactly the healthiest reaction, but
it's actually probably profoundly unhealthy.
Yes.
If we're being honest here.
No, no,
full disclosure.
Yeah. Oh, full disclosure is very unhealthy.
Yeah. We always try, when Harrison's in that state, we try to no rep him as often as we can.
Yep.
Just to zing and just to really.
Just stir the knife a little bit.
I want to get the full effect of your anger and frustration.
Wow.
Where do you come down on that issue, Seth?
Well, I'm obviously a mental health professional, a master's degree, you know, no big deal. It's for sale if anyone listening would like to purchase it. The degree, it's not framed. It's not worth being framed. I think the mental aspect of this is greatly underrated at times, and for a lot of people, it becomes easy to skip a workout, make it a rest day, because they're not feeling well. And like you said, it can kind of hinder your performance or the quality of your experience at the gym if you're feeling depressed, anxious, upset, whatever it might be. But I think for me, I would generally try to like to get here because it is kind of a release where you get to see some people you know laugh instead of isolating or letting those emotions and feelings consume you. And it gives me a good time to practice under a different type of stress, not necessarily physical stress, but mental stress, because a lot of just when you are doing competitions like in the open or if you're doing a different type of competition, a lot of that is mental workout.
You know, related to the – I should sort of circle back to this stress issue or whether working out can be a release to stress. When I'm super stressed out, I like to have a really hard Metcon, and I hope that there's something – that is so difficult that it shuts my mind off, that I can't focus on anything except the workout.
Yeah.
And if there's a workout like that and I can get to it, sometimes that'll shake me out of it. You
yeah.
know, it'll give me just even 10 minutes of where my mind can't think about anything except the workout.
The next rep, the next movement.
Yeah.
I think it's tough for people who don't do CrossFit, who don't push themselves to that place. to know what it's like when you kind of just shut off and you have that blank expression on your face when you're just moving and chipping through something. And it kind of gives you that mental release.
Yeah. Those poor people, they spend all their days in, you know, they don't get to get any of the pain that we go through in our workouts. It's sad.
Brutal.
Yeah.
And for $175 a month, that might not be theirs.
We pay for our own torture here.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about, I have this sort of sense of CrossFit in a lot of ways is you know, you're in the matrix. That are the thought processes of people who CrossFit is so opposite of what you typically hear or see on TV or whatnot. One of them is the idea of what you do with your off day. That I think it's kind of funny that CrossFitters like need to figure out what they're going to do on their off day.
Right.
You know, Ian in her podcast said, you know, you have to find something meaningful to do in your off days so that you don't become identified with as purely as a CrossFitter. You don't put your whole identity into it.
Right.
I kind of look at it, I kind of flip that script and I say, you know, we live in a world where so many people don't have anything that they feel like is meaningful. They're just drudging through one job, two jobs, three jobs. They're running around to different activities and they don't have time to do something for themselves. And I feel like we've all found something that is profoundly meaningful to us. And so I don't think of an off day as some time where I need to go and find another hobby. I feel like just the opposite. I want to get back to the gym,
back to your
because
hobby.
it's where all my friends are, and it's where, yeah, it's where my meaning comes from.
Right.
What's your view of that?
Personally, I don't have a hard time finding something to do on a rep on a day off.
Really?
Because,
what do you do?
Well, I work, so it'll be usually a late day, so it'll be a lot of time in the car, and I get home and I wouldn't want to work out anyways. I'm tired. My hip flexors are completely smoked from sitting down for 6 to 8 hours. But I can definitely see that point of view is where people go to work, they come home, and then that's it. They don't know what to do from there. They watch TV. They browse the internet. They don't have anything meaningful to them to do that. Binge watching shows and stuff like that. I do appreciate that we do have something,
right?
That doesn't define you, but gives you a purpose.
I kind of feel like it defines you.
Yeah.
I mean, not you. I mean, you specifically.
And me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It may.
Yeah.
I hope not, but it may.
I mean, you don't see yourself as sort of one dimensional.
Very flat.
Yeah.
Very. Only like, I'm a 2D kind of person. Yeah.
Our lives are gonna. There's a story to it. There's
right.
a narrative in our heads, you know, and the idea of trying to find meaning outside of the thing where you find your meaning
right.
strikes me as a little bit. Backwards.
Which this is why I find this could be helpful because this is the same topic from a different perspective. So
this what? This podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I don't expect it to be helpful to anyone.
Yeah. that could be. It actually might be hurtful to some people, but that's besides the point,
right? I'm a big believer that you have to have a baseline first.
Yeah.
And then measuring off that baseline, I'd be curious to see whether this measures, whether this helps people's baseline.
Yeah, I know. This reason. Might lower it a little. I do think from a coach's standpoint, you want to see your people take days off for injury prevention, and whatever their reasons may be.
Right.
But from our perspective, we don't want to take those days off.
Right.
Because this is fun. This is not a profession. This is a hobby. This is something that we do to spend time with our friends and things like that. So.
Yeah. And if it does suck and if you're dragging yourself to it, go do something else.
Right. Yeah. No one's forcing you to be here.
I'm actually just black tar heroin.
Yeah. It's a little cheaper than the regular stuff. It's a little tougher on the lungs, but.
Well, I think that's, we're getting close to it.
We're coming up on,
we're coming up on a 30 minutes. Do we have, there's no way to sum up because we don't really have a structure or a plan.
No, or really that many notes.
That's actually true. Let me ask you this. What do you think we should cover next?
Well, that's a good question. There's a lot of topics that we could do. We could do, you know, 10 minutes on ourselves if we wanted and just let everyone know who we are and what we do.
Well, yeah.
And then that would get zero listens because no one cares.
I was going to say, yeah. Because everyone's been asking us to talk
yeah,
about ourselves.
Yes, exactly. We could do a nutrition. We could do individual coaching.
Are we available to give individual coaching?
Informally, I believe so.
Yeah. That's one of the other things about Preston is everybody's an informal coach for everybody else.
Correct, yeah. If I can do something better than you, I will be willing to coach you.
Even if I'm not.
Well, yeah. And that's a very fine line because my movement quality can at times be poor. But if it's even slightly better than someone else's, I will let them know that I'm available for coaching.
And that is as judged by you?
Correct.
So one of my thoughts of doing this is that I think that one of the things that happens in our information age is that we go from information to information, and we never go into depth, and we never figure out a structured way to continue to get better at our knowledge of what it is we're doing and get better at tracking ourselves and seeing how our, you know, if we try different things, how that improves us or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that we'll kind of, a couple of things come back to rest days. If people out there actually find us and they actually have some science behind rest days, I'd love to hear it. People have ideas of what they find effective, I'd be interested to hear it.
This is also providing us with an opportunity to get more information, grow our knowledge base on different topics that maybe normally we wouldn't.
Right.
Like, I would never have researched anything about taking days off.
Well, you've only been CrossFitting for 6 years.
Yeah, exactly. So 5 years in, it's about time to start looking at when to take a day off. So,
so in any event, I think whatever topic we get to next or topics, you know, I think one of the things we're going to try to do is try to figure out a way to take what we learn or what we riff about and find out more and see if we can implement it and see if we can use ourselves as a baseline and see if we can improve.
Yeah. So let's definitely hold off on the nutrition one because I don't want to have to start eating healthy or anything like that. So,
well, again, with respect to that, and you know, and because I'm a little bit ahead of Seth, a little bit better with nutrition, I feel like I'm
your a little
coach.
Bit. I think you're being coy. You're much, much better at nutrition than I am.
Well, which means I get to be your coach.
Right.
And the first thing I would say is that you have a baseline right now. We all have to eat. You don't have a choice not to eat. So right now you have a baseline.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how much or in what direction you change off of that baseline?
I, at times, on a rest day, go completely off the rails because I already feel guilty for not working out. So I might as well feel guilty for eating extremely poorly and just wallow in one big pool of guilt for that day and then move on the next day.
When I said baseline and moving off of it, I meant in a positive
direction. Oh, you want to go the other direction. I'm usually good to go the negative first. We get that out of the way. My baseline that I would like to improve, I suppose, would like to eat less sugar would be ideal. Maybe a little bit less alcohol, which is a myth that people who do CrossFit don't drink alcohol. Well, for the most part.
Well, they don't, not during the WOD.
Well, directly after.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Let's take the next one as nutrition.
Oh boy. Okay.
And specifically, let's sort of go with what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And
individually,
because
it's not the same,
right?
I can promise you that.
And what we, and then maybe kind of see if we can figure out a way to change our baseline for the better a little bit.
Okay, maybe I'll change mine for the better. You change yours for the worse, and then we'll meet in the middle.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Well, I think we've now successfully run everybody else out of this back room.
Yeah. It only took 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I usually get people out of a room way faster than that, so.
Well, Amy's been able to hold out.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, this is the end of.
This is us signing off.
This is us signing off. We'll talk to you in, what, next week? We can do this weekly?
Do weekly, bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly. Is bi-weekly once a week, or is twice a week, or once every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I get paid bi-monthly, and that's only twice a month. Every 15 days. Yeah.
So then bi-weekly would be twice a week, wouldn't it be?
I don't know. How many degrees do we have in this podcast?
Way too many to do that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you all in some increment in the future.
An undetermined amount of time.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.